Let me tell you, the Lord is not dead. But I just want to tell you why I came. They cannot shell his temple nor dynamite his throne. They cannot bomb his city nor rob him of his own. They cannot take him captive nor strike him deaf and blind, nor starve him to surrender to make him change his mind. They cannot cause him panic nor cut off his supplies. They cannot take his kingdom nor hurt him with their lies. Though all the world be shattered, his truth remains the same. His righteous law is still potent, and Father is still his name. Though we face war and struggle and feel their golden rod, we know above confusion there always will be God.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm going to preach on. Preach on, always will be God.
Always will be God.
I drove by a rich man's house one day, and I wrote this down. It just comes to my mind. Shall one man live in a mansion there while others sleep on the street? Shall his children eat the best of food while a starving widow weeps? No, said God from his heavenly home in a voice so kind to me, when I at last make all things new, these things shall never be.
Right.
Standing in my front yard one day, and I saw a man in a foreign land, and I thought it was Poland, step out of the shabbiest house I ever seen a fellow live in, just a shack. He was patched, his breeches had holes that he had patched, and his wife had all over. I saw him step out and raise his hand and say, Lord, help us. That's when I first began to get a burden for missionary work. But listen, shall one man live in a mansion there while others sleep on the street? Shall his children eat the best of food while a starving widow weeps? No. No, said God from his heavenly home in a voice so kind to me, when I at last make all things new, these things shall never be. Won't that be nice?
I guess so.
But I won't talk to you all night. I'll be gone again, and I wasn't necessarily needed when I came, but it just came because I felt like it. And it's so great to be with such kind friends. Sister Collins had just cooked till I tried to talk her out of it. I didn't deserve all of that. Have mercy. It's just great to be here. I'd have come if you hadn't given a dime.
That's God.
I thank you. I'd have come if you hadn't given a dime. You know, when I was 45 years ago when I started, there's old boys in the oil fields of Oklahoma, and men and women are working, giving in offerings to keep the lights burning, the doors open. 45 years later, most of them are dead and gone that I come in under. I buried my pastor about 10 years ago, and now there's somebody else rose up there paying the bills and keeping the church going. Isn't it wonderful how the Lord works? It still ain't your time to die. It's still not your time to die. I would be surprised you don't get well better shape next time I see you now. I mean it. You don't. Amen. Great God, sometimes the devil tells us it's all over when it ain't. Here in Genesis 21 and 33, Bible said, and Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called down the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. I'm glad to say to you tonight, He'll always be God. Amen. We think we can't give up people, and we can't do without people, and we do appreciate people, and we love them, and we want to do our best to be with them and bless them and bless us. But I'm going to tell you, they'll be gone. They can't stay. Time will take them on, but they'll always be God. Here in Romans, the 16th chapter and the 25th verse, the Bible's talking to us, 16 and 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, thank God, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Everlasting God. Somebody sing a song. Everything will be everlasting there, everlasting life, everlasting hope, thank God, in a country where we'll never grow old. Shake glad hands with the elders, one songwriter said, and tell our friends good morning. Won't that be a time?
Yeah,
well, they had been over there a few years ago now, and I went back home and laid down to sleep. And I saw Vince laying in a coffin, and I heard him talking. And somebody said, Vince is dead. I said, no. They said, there's his body. Yes. But I said, do you hear him talking?
All right.
They said, in my dream, yes, we hear Vince. We hear him talking. I woke up at the dawn of the day and said, I saw Vince Wilson in a dream last night. They said he was dead, but it sounded all right. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's walking and talking in the glory land, singing and shouting and shaking the hands. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's having a time. He's where the everlasting God lives. Deuteronomy 33:26 talks about him. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on high. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
Yes.
He shall thrust out the enemy before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Here the Bible talks about an eternal God, and has everlasting arms. It's no wonder that writer wrote that song and said, angel rock me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Right.
Angel rock me to sleep.
Amen.
Carry me over the deep to heaven above. When the shadows shall fall and the Savior shall call, angels rock me to sleep in the cradle of love. There always will be God. In Psalms 139:24, the Bible said His way is everlasting. It can't go wrong if you go the right way. Everlasting.
Amen.
I noticed Moses in Matthew 17:1, as he appeared in the great mist on the top of that mountain, Moses and Elias. Been gone for hundreds and hundreds of years, and God buried him.
Yeah.
Ah, somebody said a while back they'd found it. I don't believe that stuff. Help me now. I know. Oh, I respect those people that find things, and I enjoy reading about those old cities they dig up over there and how it proves the Bible. But I don't think they've found where God buried Moses. I don't believe they've found where God buried Moses.
No, sir.
I don't really. I don't. God's way is everlasting.
Right.
And He took Moses home with Him, and hundreds of years went by, and on one morning or one day they went up on that mount, and there He appeared. And He said, Jesus, you're going to Jerusalem.
Praise God.
And you're going to die there.
That's right.
They talked of His theses which He should accomplish at Jerusalem. There are some things that I'd like to accomplish here, but I think sometimes we get the cart in front of the horse or something. The main thing we ought to want to accomplish is a good departure.
Amen.
Get that behind us. He left with the victory. She left saved. Died right.
Come on, Lily.
Last time they seen Moses, he was going from the plains of Moab to the top of Pishon, on to the top of Nebo.
Yes.
As they watched him go, he got dimmer and dimmer, and he got littler and littler, and he got higher and higher. He got away off up there, and God took him home with Him.
God took him.
He was a saved man. He was an ambassador back to here hundreds of years later. This shows you there always will be God. Listen, boy.
God.
David said in the book of Psalms in the 27th chapter 10 verse, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm 63. In the last 2 years, especially in times before, if Mama had been here, and I could have, I'd have crawled upon her lap. I'd have said, Mama, I'm into it. She wasn't here, but God was.
Yeah.
I gave my father up. I loved him like I loved my hand. Oh, I'd have given him every dime I had just like that. Never worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have much, but he could have had it.
Mm-hmm.
After he went away, I was in a trial in a church work. You get into him sometime. If you ain't willing to get into him, one old boy said, if you can't stand far, stay out of the kitchen. And you know what? I didn't know what to do. My father appeared to me in a dream, and Roy, that's my father's name, told me what to do. Only time he's ever appeared to me, never again. Years and many years have come and gone, the snow has fell, the wind has blown. But Daddy appeared to me and told me what to do.
Hallelujah.
I done what he told me. It worked.
Work.
It worked. It's good to have a good father. May you out. Help you.
Right.
Even on into my grandchildren. Would you believe that Brent called me? It ain't all the time. Brent, you'll hear this tape. They met him down there. He called me the other night, and he was broke down way over there in the dark on a four lane in Oklahoma City. We're poor. We're not beggars. No, we're just poor. Seems like it hasn't had too much of an ill effect on us. just been poor, according to the statistics that who is well off and who ain't. We're poor. We didn't hardly know it. We didn't know it from the first foot deer hunting, that old 65 Ford 6 with a homemade camper on the back of it. Go 1,000 miles one way to hunt deer. We had little old tents, dangerous to stay in when we come in 3 foot snows up there. We didn't know it. This big old mountain here, I said, "Great Lord, how much the boys look what a mountain." Had my boys with me, and let's go up there. We had mud and snow tires on the back of it. You go anywhere with them. 12,000 feet high. We didn't really know what we was tackling. But we did. Oh, I tell you, we ripped and snorted and pulled and slid. It just tickled us good. We got as high as we could get, and we had to come back down. We couldn't. Well, I love the boys. I'm their father.
Yeah.
That grandson called me. We couldn't afford a wrecker. So I just got a piece of pipe and a chain. And put the chain through the pipe. And we went hooked on to him. Falling! Come out, old Corson! We made it. I don't know how we made it. We made it home with it. 20 miles down there with it. He called me. I'm his grandfather.
Yeah.
There'll be a time when he can't call Grandpa. There'll be a time when you can't call Daddy. I tell you what you better do. You better get acquainted with the everlasting God so it can get your everlasting arms under you. You better get a friend can be with you day and night. And when mother's laid away, the wind blows across the grave like it's doing mama's tonight. And daddy's tonight. And brother's tonight. And sister's got cancer and they took part of her body away and her hair's all come out and she needs help. And if things don't change, I'll bury her in a little while. But there always will be God. He's God in the middle of the ocean. He's God in the deep blue sea. He's God all over this world. He's God for you and me. I know God is God. God don't never change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. Things are cutting down. He always will be. He'll heal the sick and raise the dead and supply folks' need all over this world. Anywhere me, I'll pay to Him and believe in Him and dare trust Him against all kinds of circumstances. He'll help them. It's dangerous to fool with anybody that lives for God. You won't shoot yourself in the foot. You get too bold against anybody that walks with the Lord. One old lady down home lived good, and one old boy said, "Only thing wrong in the world with her is she's a Methodist." Well, if that's all you got, that may not hold up. If she lives good, Benny, and she walks good, Benny, and calls herself a whole hammer, she might have God.
Amen?
Amen? Hallelujah.
Come on.
I'll get on that plane tomorrow in the name of God. I went up in that cockpit on the 727. Wings are falling off, engines falling off, and sides are blowing out, and some of it's sabotage, and the rest of it's just poor maintenance and skimping trying to get by on nothing.
Right.
I went up that cockpit, and I talked to the pilot, and the co-pilot, and navigator. I said, "I've never been up in here. I just want to see." Well, he said, "We got a backup and everything. We got a system here. We got a backup system. This one goes out. We switch to this." I said, "That's good." He talked to me a good while. And I said, "Well, now you know I'm going to go back and sit down. And I'll probably forget everything you said. Because you said too much too quick. You had to go to school for years and all that. And you just told me that. But that didn't soak in on me." But so humbly, I said, "I'm going back and sit down and pray for you. And you boys slide. Fly that thing." He said, "Good deal." Ever since then, I go up, when I start out, that pilot, usually, not every time, he'll stand there a part of the time, you know, in a big part in America, I don't have to fall overseas where you boys been, he'll stand there, and when I go by, if he did just I thought he'd done a great miracle to get us back on the ground, back out of the air.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it's a good flight to me if it gets you, if it gets you down well.
Yeah, right.
But some of them are smooth than others, but I just go by and say, "Smooth as butter! You're a good one!" It just seems to do something to them. You know, you get better service if you're polite. Even to pour the coffee on me. Oh, have mercy. There always will be God when planes is high in the air. Obsessed. God has got the world in His hand. He's got the whole wide world in His hand. He's got it. He's God. He's God. Here in Isaiah
The ninth chapter and the sixth verse, the Bible said, "For unto us a child is born." You know what that means, don't you? I mean, you know who that was. "And unto us a son is given." He's going to give him to you, that you have him. The element should be upon his soul, and he won't fall under it either. Won't get to squabble over it, not know what to do with it. The name should be called Wonderful. Thy God is wonderful. Just don't then call out of a sick bed. Thy God is wonderful. Just supplied our needs is wonderful. I had a boy down in Bristol 2 or 3 years ago, and somebody come to me and said, "Brother Moe's into it over there." Said, "He ain't got no money. His wife's sick over in that hospital. They're worried to death. They've come here and don't know what else to do. This is the last stop for them. They didn't know what to do. They just thought they got here." Well, I said, "Where is he at?" They told me. I went over there and I said, "Son, you up against it?" Well, they said, "I'm in a pretty severe trial, Brother Moore." Oh, thank God, I don't sound smart, but I said, "Well, I'll tell you what you do. You look that place over good you're in, because we're fixing to leave that. Look it over good. We're fixing to say goodbye to it." Just didn't take but a little bit of doing to have them happy where they're sad. You've got a heavenly Father that'll come to your rescue. He sees. Look, you think you've got to be a preacher to get financial help? Or no, you don't have to be no preacher. God will help you. Went down to Allentown meeting 1 year, and after church that night, I talked to a young man and his wife. They weren't even preachers. And I said, "When are you leaving, buddy?" He said, "In the morning, I guess." I said, "You guess? What do you mean you guess? I don't run that meeting. That ain't my meeting. I don't drive over the authorities down. No way." But I said, "What do you mean, son?" "Son," I said, "have you got the money to get home on?" He said, "No." They come down. Benny, it's hot. It's pretty hot down there that year. Some years it's hot, some it's cold, but it's pretty hot. It's a warm year. They come in the back of a pickup, some of them. No air conditioning. Exposed to the sun and wind. Poor people. Poor people up around Jay, Oklahoma. I said, "You don't have the money. What'll it take to get you home?" "Oh," he said, "if I had $20, I could make it." Gonna leave the faith next morning. I just got a hold of me. That's not me. Don't you know God's worked through anybody that'll let him, including a mule, and I don't look any prettier than one, so I'm no better than the mule of you. Not a bit. Or the rooster. Or the fish. No one should be exalted because God uses them. They always will be. God, when I rot, he'll raise up somebody else. I just kind of went wild. I said, "Well," I asked her a little bit before that, "Sister, I notice you're not eating. I don't usually do this. I don't run around." But I felt it. I said, "Why aren't you eating something, sister? You need to eat something." She said, "Oh, I need to trim down anyhow. Weighed about 122, I guess." Trim down nothing. I said, "You don't need to trim down. You got any money?" She wouldn't answer. I'm telling you, I just kind of went out. Seemed like I got addled. I got beside myself. Yeah. I just went through the kitchen and said, "Hand me groceries. I want cheeseburgers and hamburgers and I want potato chips and tins of pop." I wouldn't even pay for it. I wouldn't even pay for it. They didn't want me to pay. They know something was up. "Here it is, Aldi. See what you want to do with it." Well, I went out, started to the room, and I said, "Hand me some money, boys." Walked out in the dark. Then he said, "Hand me a little money. Somebody I want to give some money to." Ben Shaw said, "Where's my bill for?" "Here it is." And they went flipping out. They must have me $75, $80. I never told them nothing. You have a heavenly Father. He'll make plans for you whether you know it or not. He'll fix things for you. He always will be there. The headlines ain't tied up. He had put y'all. I went in there and put that money down in the groceries, and I said, "Now you kids be careful on the way home." She looked at him and said, "I told you God would help us some way or another. God would help us. I just left here her telling him that and got out of there." They wrote me a letter. Hallelujah. I just transferred the news on to heaven. Said, "My Father, you have helped them and they're good."
Yes.
Land in Dallas the other day. You ever been to Dallas? If you ain't been, you fixing to go to something.
Yeah.
It and Atlanta, to name a few more, but them two right there take the cake. I looked out the window and here come a car, nobody driving it. I've seen today them Okies that have chased it and tried to catch on to it, tried to pry the door open, get in and stop it. I mean, I'd raise around that time. Here it comes, nobody in it. Stop and open its doors and going on, nobody in it. Landing airport, black man looked at me when I got off. I walked out there and looked at him. He looked at me. I said, "That's one of them right there. That's one of them." I said, "You go to church weekend?" "Yes, sir, Reverend." Sure enough, had a real meeting. "Where you headed?" I said, "I'm going to hold revival down the deep south. Want you to pray for me while I'm going to show enough, we'll do it." pray for you while you're gone. You land back in Dallas at another place down there, and you're not still where this plane landed, and you meet the same man again, you've done another miracle. I was away around there at another gate, got off, and I was again. Says, Reverend, say, how was the meeting? I said, I had a great meeting, thank God. He's always will be God. He'll have a mule tied somewhere for you to have a black man or a white man or a yellow man or Indian to meet you and help you. If you have to call it Thanksgiving because he done it.
Praise God.
Always will be God.
Always.
Remember that. You'll need that someday. Here in Isaiah, he's called a wonderful counselor. Lord God, have mercy. You want to make money now? Get be a counselor.
Uh-huh.
You want to make money? Get to be a psychiatrist or psychologist. Ain't either one of them knows what you're doing before the time, but you'll make a killing at it. And the way you want to do is tell them they'll have to be counseled for many years. I've been on the road in the last 2 years on that. You got to keep going back. $60 an hour, they can't let you quit. Come on here. You know what's the matter? A lot of our church folks, they have not yet presented that case to the counselor.
Right.
They really not presented that case to the counselor.
Right.
Fellow come to my door a while back early in the morning. Boy, brother owns two of the biggest ghost store down there. Said, LD, he need to talk to you. Never been to church, me nowhere. I said, all right. What do you want to talk about? He said, on the front porch. Now, he said, I drank a little beer, but not much. I said, that's where the alcoholic starts, son, right there.
Yeah.
That's what you said. That's where he starts. And now he said, I said, where's the woman at in it? I've got to go a little bit here. Well, he said, I'm going with the woman. Are you married? Yes, I knew he was. And do you have any children? I got a 15-year-old girl. Does your wife know about the woman? Yes. And is she willing to forgive if you quit her? Yes. Well, do you know how to quit? Stop. S-T-O-P. You know how to stop? Quit. Q-U-I-T. You don't wave at her no more. You don't answer the phone no more. You don't speak to her no more. You don't meet her the last time. You don't write her no notes. You don't speak to her in the grocery store. You know a lot of folks are reading ain't quit because they ain't stopped. And ain't stopped because they ain't quit. You can't just break off gradually and keep on flipping and flirting. If you want your home straightened out, straighten it out. Go to the counselor of all counselors. He'll always be there. I just can't understand our church folks are going to counselors and paying them money when you got men sitting all over here, men of God, called of God, that'll tell you how and what God wants you to do. When I got to talking to him, I said, what did Dr. Leroy McCullough tell you when you went up the city to him? He said, the same thing you are, LD. Well, thank God for that. I thought I was going to have to stand against McCullough. He told him the same thing. But it cost him quite a bit of hour to get him. You ever had any church trouble? Oh, listen, if you're on a load of it, I can give you a load you can't hardly get out that door under.
Come on.
45 years of 9 churches and 10 boards. Great God, I've had some trouble. I mean it. I'm not begging, but I'm talking about there always will be God. Care how mean the children get. I don't care how mean your wife gets. I don't care how mean you get. You ain't God. There's a God that's true in this world, and he got every bit of it in his hand. Let's have a little faith in him and get to him with our problem. Trust God. Pray to God. Get to the counselor. His name should be called Counselor. Why? Because he counsels. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. Always the great dawn of every day, made the day. Close it out with Omega after a while. Alpha and Omega. He closed it out after a while. I want to talk to you a while about him. I've got the time. I appreciate your help, but I'm not preaching for money, and I thank you for helping me. I do, but that ain't why I'm here. I'm preaching for you. You're worth more than money. How about it tonight? Are you trusting in the everlasting, eternal Jehovah God?
Good question.
Are you trusting in the Lord? Here's what the Bible said in Isaiah 26 and 4. The Bible said, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I don't see how she takes that. I'll tell you how she's taking it. She's trusting in everlasting strength. Amen? I don't see how he's putting up with that. I'll tell you how he's putting up with it. He's trusting in everlasting strength. Impossible. Impossible to defeat anyone. Spiritually, that'll hold on to God. You ever sang that song up here? Hold to God's unchanging hand. You ever sang it? Hold to God's unchanging hand. You ever do it?
everlasting. I'm glad you're still there, Josh. Old boy down home sought the Holy Ghost 20 years. Preacher. Preached good. He's a good preacher. I'd like to ruin him bragging on him. The reason he wouldn't get the Holy Ghost. He's about as good without it as most of them was with it. Not all of them, but he's about as good. Well, old Lester, roll off of us. You know, he'd be hard to talk to old Lester because he'd say, well, them Holy Ghost ain't living like they're supposed to, L.D. And I'd have to say, amen. There's a bunch of them. And he'd get on and say he needs the Holy Ghost because he thought he was about as good as the one that had it. But that ain't where it was. God bless you. But look. God has got everlasting strength. You can trust Him. There's everlasting hope there. And if you have everlasting confidence in God, you can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. Let's hurry on. I've got a lot of things to say. Just short time, say it in. Isaiah 51:11. Oh, God help me. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, shall come with singing unto Zion, everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Don't you like to meet happy people? I do. I like to meet people filled with joy. There's something about God's everlasting joy upon you that just makes you a blessing. Makes you a blessing wherever you go. If you're happy, if you're a Christian and you live in where you should, you're a happy Christian. I preached over down in Darko where the Indians, a bunch of them still live there. There's a lot more then than he is now. And, of course, I'm two kinds of it. And glad. But, you know, I got out there preaching on the streets, just a big old boy, young man. Oh, I got happy. I don't know how I got so happy. I didn't even, old car on had the rods knocking like a covered quail every time he started the engine. I bought all 2 gallon cans from old Tasco, hauled it with me so I'd have it pour in there because I had to have it pour in there. You're grinning, Smith. You're going to be grinning about my car. 5 boots and 1 tire. 3 boots and another. Woo! Shouted! Like I was wealthy! Didn't have no control of it! Holy Ghost come on me in the power of God and joy of the Lord! Get my soul in this! Jump and shout!
Yeah.
They'll do once in a while. Two big old full blood standing there and got two preachers said, me know got him. Me get him, me want him like you got him. And me know got him. Me get him, me want him like you got him.
Yeah.
Me know got him.
Yes, sir.
Everlasting God, take care of that. Eternal God will listen to him. You get so old you can't make a trip. God will move on somebody to make it for you. Because he's always there. He'll watch while they lay you away and never shed a tear. You don't have to. You die saved, he's got things fixed for you. Greatest part is yet to come. God don't grieve over it. Precious in the sight of the Lord, the death of his saints, but he don't cry over it. No, I don't believe he cries over it. He's got it fixed. He ain't worried about that. He ain't worried about that. Here we are. Now, Isaiah, he's everlasting joy. Wouldn't you like to be happy forever?
Yes.
Like to be happy forever, wouldn't you? Daddy went away happy. Mother went away happy. Oh, it's great to be able to report to the folks that's left, children, when us preachers have to preach your funeral, that you died a Christian. Are you a saved person tonight? Listen, you won't always be here. God will. Amen? Well, when these concrete jungles melt to the ground and the waters of the Mississippi... Amen? Well, when these concrete jungles melt to the ground and the waters of the Mississippi so hot you could make hot tea out of them. He sets this whole thing afar and airplanes call into our ports and say, we're coming in. They say, you can't land here. We've got every piece of equipment in town trying to cool the runway down. It's on fire! And we can't put it out. You can't land here. We'll have to divert you to another airport. Another one says, you can't land here. We're on fire. Ships at sea call into the port and say, we're coming in. You can't come in here. The port's on fire! Water seems to be on fire. We tried everything on it and we can't stop it. After a while, across those ripples of the ocean comes a fire running on the water. The captain says, that's fire. Elements shall catch on fire, melt with fervent heat. Concrete jungles will melt down. Asphalt will melt. God will be there. Looking on. You talk about somebody executing judgment. God can. Turn the water to blood and folks can't drink it. There always will be God, boy. You better have some fear of God in your children. Be careful how you walk and how you talk. You ain't going to give account to me. You can get by me. You can fool me. I've had folks do it. But you can't fool God. Amen? Yeah, always will be God. We don't have to need Him whether we say we believe in Him or not. Here, you better have this. 45th chapter, 17th verse of Isaiah, Bible says, "But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end." Always. The place for the world don't come to an end. There's a world without an end. It don't come to an end. Amen. Have you got that everlasting salvation? Now in India, I was over in Kansas preaching, a missionary come from India to a meeting, and he said, "L.D., we don't teach backsliding in India. They're so glad to get out of that heathenism and that idol worship till they never backslide. Once they get saved, they never backslide." Now there may be some exceptions, but he said, "Where we're at, they don't know how to backslide. They're glad to get out of it." Amen. Would you like to have the everlasting salvation? Sometimes I wish what the Baptist preacher stole. I wish everybody got saved and never did backslide, but they are. Amen. I wish Israel hadn't, but the Bible said you did. Amen. I wish you couldn't fall, but Paul said you could. I wish a Christian couldn't be a castaway, but Paul said you could. I keep under my body and bring it in subjection. That's by the means when I preach others, I myself should be a castaway. But look, there's an everlasting salvation. My mother's in that number that no man could number. Mother's in the number that no man can number. There ain't nobody goes from Ohio. There's going to be a bunch there. And nobody goes from Oklahoma. There's going to be a bunch that no man can number. There's an everlasting salvation that'll work all right. You can get where they're at. There's going to be a bunch of them with it. Got to be more than a few homeless folks. Just that bus. Innumerable multitude, John saw. That is in the number that no man could. I hope somebody can say, "Is that LD's head over there? Is that LD's head over there? Is that him standing over here?" Oh, I do hope that happens, Jeff. Look, if you don't go, there'll be somebody there. But why don't you just decide? Look, I'm going to tell you how it was with me down in Oklahoma. We had it before we got saved down there. Somebody said, "I've been serving the Lord and I've had the awfulest time. You didn't have the worst time we did before we got saved. We had a bad time before we got saved down there." Yeah. Amen? Salvation didn't hurt us none. It didn't even help the most. I told you the other night, four of them. One of them stole a car a while back, burned two children to death on the back seat. First cousin's boy. Other boy shot one down the joint, killed him, spending the time lecturing in Oklahoma. Other one put the pistol to his head, hunted with him, about my age, blew his brains out, went away. No, he wasn't crazy, had a good mind. Doyle, the big truck driver, had trucks under his control. Right in the town I lived in. Put the gun under his chin, blew his brains out just the other day, a few weeks ago. Well, I'm glad I'm in that number that no man can number. If I hadn't pulled out of it, by the grace of God, if I hadn't got saved, hadn't heard Jesus speaking to me and felt the Spirit dealing with me, I'd have been right there for that. I mean, right in that gem there. Saved, get everlasting salvation. It's mentioned here in Isaiah 45:17, and we're talking about everlasting God. Now, it's going to take a while. I didn't know I had a message this long. I'm sorry, but if you got to get rid of it, because I'll have to preach another one just when I get home. All right. Here in Isaiah 54:8, "In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer." Sometimes it seems like I want to say, "God, now God did say the Lord cursed you." It seems like before I did it, said, "God said, I know he cursed me. I'll take it." "In a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer." He's always there, the Redeemer. Had to go to the bond for somebody a while back. And a bondsman stepped out. He said, "You put $100 in my hand, son. That'll take care of that $5,000. I didn't know nothing about it. I thought you had some way in the world to get $5,000. I said, "Just put $100 bill in my hand and they took care of it for you." I thought that's a bargain. My bondsman. I didn't know it worked like that. I mean, I scared. I know. You know, $5,000. That's a pile of money, Benny. Little wrath, I hid my face from him for a moment. "With everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer." Hasn't he been more merciful to us than we deserve? Amen. You ain't get your eye on something you hadn't ought to look at, have you? And think because you ain't got one, God ain't as good to you. You forget about that. That's somebody else. You and God, one on one. God is merciful to you, and he'll always be there at the door of mercy if you walk with God. He's always there.
He's always there. I've got to go for the 60th chapter and the 19th verse, a bunch of it now, Isaiah. Oh, there's a bunch more than I'll ever read. The sun shall no more be thy light by day, nor darkness shall the moon give thy light, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. I was hunting away up in the mountains of Colorado, and we drove into town. We walked about 3 or 4 miles before we had a vehicle park. We was back in territory you couldn't take a vehicle into. I forget what to call it now. I think that meant it, but anyhow, we was back in that kind of territory. You couldn't take nothing but your gun and your horse and a tent on the horse's back or on your back or something. We were a few miles back in there. And we walked out of there where a car was and rode to town 7 miles over and come back, and it was spitting snow and the rain, spitting snow. And we come down this muddy trail back, way back in the mountains. And we had them little lights you buy, just little ones. We had others, but those were the ones we depended on. Just little throwaway lights. Keep your several of them, and it just lights up past and stick it in your pocket and make you where do you stand in the morning time, disturbing the whole country. And we was going on there. I said, hold it, boys. I said, hold it, boys. Hold it. I hear something. I said, I hear something. And so, help! 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 Lord, should be your everlasting light. And never go out. Help! Help! I went hollering back at him. He heard us. Black as pitch, rain and spitting snow, way back in the mountain. Now there's bar in there. We've jumped bar there. I'm glad we jumped them first. And they run from us. I was tickled they run. You may think you'd be brave. You don't be all that brave. That thing, if you know anything about it, can just wipe a hound's head right off its shoulders with an arm. He has got the power, that big bear, to just wipe that hound. If he can catch that hound right, he can tear that head right off them shoulders with that arm. I heard him coming. We still, boy. He could come to us, a voice. And I heard him coming through water, falling. That man was like a hog when he got to us. He finally, well, he just won't nearly hug us, you know, when he met us out there. He didn't know what in the world to do. Didn't know his direction. Just out in the black darkness in the Colorado Rockies. I've been lost in them. You can get bad lost in them. Hollering for help. He got to our light. So what's the matter with you? What are you doing out here? Well, he said, we rode our horses back to the mountains and we got tangled up in some barbed wire, and I left my buddy with them, and their legs was all cut in a big pile of barbed wire back over there, and we were on the whole. I just told her I'd try to go get help. Might freeze to death that night, you know. We had these little lights, and I said, you take this light right here. And his vehicles was camped up there, parked up there where we'd come from a mile back up there. You shine right, can you see them tracks right there? That's our tracks. You just backtrack. You follow them tracks, and you'll wind up where you can get help. And if your buddy's over at the horses, he's going to stay. Yeah, he's going to stay with them. Well, this will work out for you then. You'll be able. Everlasting light.
Light.
I prayed for one in Portsmouth, Arkansas, weighed 100 pounds. Had TV. Unsaved. She said, preacher, I quit doing anything in the world I thought there's any wrong in at all. I don't do anything that I think there'd be any wrong in. But I'm unsaved. I can't find God. Said, I've quit anything. It's not you. Listen, you have to quit things you get saved, but you can quit anything you want to, but that won't save you.
That's right.
Amen? Quitting stuff don't save you.
That's right.
That ain't what saves you. We knelt to pray, and while we were praying, I heard a weak voice saying, I see now. He'll be your everlasting life.
Praise God, I see.
I see now. I rose up and said, what do you see? She said, I see my way into salvation. I'm saved by the grace of God. I feel that God is forgiving. I'm saved. Her sinner sister, grown woman, went in, got saved, fell down. God said, well, he's your everlasting light, and man, you're going to need a light. Woman, you're going to need a light. There's going to be some dark places where you don't know what to do and how to do it, and you can't make a decision until you walk in the light. Walking in the gospel, light that shines, careful as a goal, one step at a time. That's where I traveled for 45 years. Still working. As an old boy in Missouri, I've been calling the house since I've been gone. And in the, oh, there's more than that. But he's where if I don't change my mind, I've got to go over there with him a few days. I've never been to church. I wouldn't recognize him, met him in awe. But I feel the Spirit dealing with me to go over there. Walk in the light. Got to work for it. All right. All right. All right. His name is an everlasting name. Jeremiah 31:3 said he had an everlasting love.
Acts 7:32, God told Moses, I am the God of thy fathers. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that takes him on back, don't he? I am the God of thy fathers. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Many years going by here now. Ain't nobody can live that long but God. He's always at home. Well, I went to Dayton, Ohio years ago. That young sitting right over there against that wall, been sick and into it. He was praying for God to heal him, and he come into the church. Willie, you didn't know I was in there. I was right in there. You never did see me. I seen you. You went to that platform. You got that guitar. Lord, you'll never know how you blessed me as that. I never let you know that. You said he's always at home. He's always at home. God is always at home. Neighbors and friends may go away for long weekends, but God is always at home. Willie, did you know I was? I said, bear down on it, Willie. I needed that. I was a long way from home, and we had problems down there. Willie saying he's always at home. Listen, always will be God when the best preacher you ever met dies. He's not God. It's great to have these good preachers, but they'll be gone. Young lady, you'll need God when Mama's gone. You'll need God when Grandma's gone. Pray to God. I've been greatly encouraged lately. I've looked at some young men coming home. Down in our country, we got some young men, and I'm really encouraged by some of them. I said, here they come. Here they come. They're going to take it on. Your pardon expression, old preacher looked at me, and he looked at one of them youngins. He said, Brother Moore, I believe he'll take the bull by the horns. I like that. You've got to be something to please God here. Now, don't remember, Benny, that God is always there.
Yes. Right.
Amen. I preached a friend of mine come out of a business meeting. Nobody saw him. I know he done it. He don't know I know he done it. But you know, I know some things. When they left, he wept. He wept. It had been rough. It had been hard. He didn't know. He had been a soldier. He had been to war. He had been shot. But when that board meeting was over and they left, that preacher cried like a baby. Oh, I know it. And his Heavenly Father knew that.
Thank God.
You need a little support tonight. You're a little weak on the right side. Seem like you can't just hold your balance like you ought to. Get your mind on God.
That's it,
boy. He's the only healer there is.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? Brother Moore, God, I pray don't they heal me. No, they didn't heal you.
No, sir.
God is the only one that makes a human body heal and repair itself. They may take something out of there. They don't make you go back together. It's God working in every body that he ever made in that body. It's God. Eyesight, hearing, seeing, face, feeling, tasting, smelling. God. God. I'm going to bring you the altar. I know you wore out. I am the God of Moses, of thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have a bunch more stuff wrote down here, but there ain't no way anybody can preach all of that tonight. I don't know why I wrote so much down there. I'm going to stop there. That's too much preaching. Have mercy. You got to have simple faith in the Lord. Children, just tear me up. They know there's a God. You teach them that, they know it, they believe it. There's a God. Just get prayed for, and you'll get well. That's what, Mama, why didn't she have them pray for you? And they even say, pray for my daddy. Why? They think there's a God somewhere. They'll answer prayer. Do you believe that? Do you believe God answers prayer? I believe he answers little bitty prayers. Great big prayer. Amen? I do. I want to hold a meeting. I want to hold a meeting. I'm on the way out in the country by Haskell, Oklahoma. That's where I was preaching on the streets with a man shot up and down with a 38 pistol. I was preaching on Romans 1. Had a little PA system set up there, a little magical system tied to my battery. And I was preaching away on Romans 1, what it'd be in the last time. It'd be a time of trouble. If people going to be into things happen, it's wicked, none of God in trouble. Just like right now, I said, see that man put a gun right in front of you? He's thinking shoot there. Shot him dead right there. Wouldn't God kill me if I tell a lie like that way off up here? That's what happened. The Lord knows. I was at that, in that country, preaching up on the street, and wouldn't go way out in the country to a schoolhouse, asked me to come preach. And I went out there to preach,
And did you know they said, start us a revival, preacher. We haven't had a revivalist community for 10 years. That's a long time ago. Me and B had a little 11-foot homemade house cutter. Praise God. Forgot to put a refrigerator in it. Had a kerosene stove one in there. Didn't even think to put insulation in it. That's the one the quilts froze the wall every morning in the wintertime. And it run down and freeze the quilts to the wall. That's how the quilts loose to get up. It's kind of exciting. They wanted an outside meeting. And the mayor of the town run a store over there in high school. I didn't know nobody. And I'm talking about, there always will be God. If he wants something done, he'll get it done. And I didn't have no seats to sit out there or nothing. And they were begging me to hold a Bible. I drove over there in town, stopped in front of that man's store. God hears me talking and walked in there. Are you the mayor of the town? Yes. I wonder if I could borrow them park seats out there to hold a Bible with. He looked at me and I looked at him. He said, well, it's out of the ordinary, but I'm going to loan them to you. I drove back. I walked out the door, back to the curb, and there sat two trucks. You sent for me, I didn't know I didn't. One of them was Wilma Milliken's father, Toy Kreiner. And old John, behind him with his truck. Son, he said, I hear you're a preacher. We've heard about you. Heard about you preaching out yonder. And, listen, here's this truck if you've got any use for it. Don't make sense? No, I know it. But it works. Yes, I said, I do have use. I got to load up all them benches right there. Took them two trucks, all them benches out there and started a revival. We had a chunk loader. All we had to pay a little price for it. Have mercy. Old Shorty come. Shorty. Well, he's the fellow that taught school right over there, 2 miles from there. Been through college, took a course in Paul's life in his life, and always liked to debate every preacher come to the country. I didn't know it. He come to a meeting, sat there with his arms crossed, you know, laughing at us. Said, I'll bring onions to Reverend Myers tomorrow night so I can cry. He didn't need no onions. I laid under them blackjacks all day nearly. Lord, I said, send the power down tonight and get a hold of Shorty. I stood and watched Shorty when he got his handkerchief out and wiped the tears off as they run down. School board got under conviction. People come for miles. Had to get permission to cut the schoolyard, fence the block, parking there, keep blocking the section. One of the school board members got under conviction and is going to shut me out. That's all it was, conviction. But there always will be God. When the bank won't loan you, there's always God. Amen. Folks won't help you, always God. We know what to do, there's always God.
That's right.
Always. Good night.
Yes.
Everlasting life. Everlasting joy. Everlasting hope. Everlasting. Always at home. Here come old Shorty. L.D., I hear what's fixing to do to you. I want you to move this meeting over here at my schoolhouse. I've got electricity. That was something unheard of nearly. He had electricity. Moved over there. Several people got saved. But after I closed the last night, they said, let's have a prayer meeting here every Wednesday night. They had it for 2 years. Guess who got saved? Shorty.
Praise God.
Shorty.
Praise God.
Gone now. Going on to his reward. Always be God, won't he? I've stood there while they died. I've held their hands like you have while they went away. I've tried to comfort the relatives that was left. But look, someday I won't be there to do it, or you won't. But there always will be God. There'll be a little boy walk out from behind his grandpa. That grandpa lay cold on the ground for years, and that little boy woke up someday and said, I'm called of God to preach the Bible. Called of God to preach the Bible. And he'll preach it, man. He'll preach it too. Well, I'm just stirred. I'm not doing that much good. You deserve better preaching this, so I'm going to leave tomorrow so you don't have to put up with it for a while. But I'm coming back. I don't know when. The Lord spoke to me the other day and told me he wanted to hold a certain man a meeting in the harvest moon. He told me to come to your place when snow was on the ground. Who knows when that's going to be? God knew the day you called me on the phone. There's snow 5 inches deep on the hood of my pickup, and when you called me asking if I was coming, I told you I'd get back to you. I didn't know for sure, and got in that pickup and started out in front of the house, and the Lord said, why did I show you back in the warm weather when you told Benny you'd be there in a time of snow? That's what the Lord said to me.
Yep.
I run back and called you and forgot to ask you, had you asked anybody else to come, and told you I'd be there Monday.
Yep.
When I landed on the runway, there's snow on the right and snow on the left at Dayton, Ohio, and Benny, it snowed twice on us in that meeting. The Lord told me to go hold a fellow meeting in the harvest moon. I've got to try to figure that out. But being a little Indian, I know about when that could be. But that's when I'm going. Are you sick tonight? Are you discouraged tonight? Well, I'm telling you, there always will be God. Knock on his door. Knock on his door. Children, when I've been in need so bad, I didn't know what to do. Just a young preacher, I went out to preach. Are you in financial trouble tonight? It's not just preachers. No, no, it's not just preachers. God will help you. He'll help you. I know I was preached down, just had one dress pair of trousers. And it looked like I had no clothes to preach in even. And our Lord told me when I started, said, I'll always be with you. You live good. You live what I tell you, I'll always be with you. No matter what they say, I'll be with you. If you'll watch how you do, I'll be with you. I knelt to pray that night, and unbelief had got a hold of me. I knelt in that little bitty trailer house. Lord, I set them up against it. And the Lord said, why did you doubt? The first message in tongues interpretation I ever had. Interpreted what the Holy Ghost said to me. I never had before. Why did you doubt? Did I not say unto you, I will never leave you or forsake you? Next morning, it's $35 a mail. I mean, that's when I was a boy. God had done spoke to a man, sent me $35. And in 2 days' time, B said, guess what? I said, I know what. She said, how you know? I said, I just know. Somebody's bought me a suit of clothes, and they have. I mean, a brand new suit. It wasn't long until I had one more than even needed. Two suits. One more than even needed. I didn't know what to do with two pair of shoes. If I had a brown pair or a black pair, they matched anything I had.
Sure.
You've got to be contented with such things as the Lord gives you. He'll add to it.
Sure.
It's as simple as that. I must not teach you like you're wealthy people and all of this got plenty. No. The majority of places I go, they're poor. Not wealthy people.
Right.
Just common poor people. We must know that God loves us. And not be too choosy. Just know He's there. And that He'll help us. Whatever we need, He'll supply. Would you stand? I don't know what you need tonight. I don't know what your need is here. But I know there always will be God. If you need to be saved while we have some music, please, your attention right now. We'll not be here much longer. But will you come and pray? If you're a backslider, what do you need? You need peace in your home? Well, look, God gives that. Come down. Come down. Amen? Maybe, look, don't take offense at me. I had a preacher go home with some folks. And this fellow run everybody in the country down that night as he sat and visited before he went to bed. He run everybody in the country, the church, all of them, there's all history. All of them. And the next morning at the breakfast table, this good preacher friend of mine looked at him and said, God gave me the answer last night while I went in the room. And I've got the answer. The father said, oh, what is it? He said, it's you. And his wife said, amen, brother.
Yeah.
Old Ed made a stab of time to pray through. Old Ed made a stab of time to pray through over that blanchard. It be you. May not be her. May not be him. It may be you. You know, how about it tonight? Let's make a trip down here and know that there always will be God, and He'll show mercy to you. He's a counselor. He'll fix your problem. All right, will you come? The altar's open. Thank you. Come on. You need help? It's here. It's here. You can have it. God will always be at home. He hears you. He hears everything. He hears you. He'll help you. God love you. We're glad you're here. Come on, sinner, backslider. If you're here, come on with him. Come on. Put it in God's hand. He'll work for you. He'll work for you. He'll help you. The everlasting, eternal Jehovah God. He'll always be at home.